It is Friday night at the posh Serafina Sandro Italian restaurant in Midtown Manhattan, and the usual elegant crowd has arrived for a gourmet meal. They chat, they flirt, they talk business. One thing they can't do, however, is smoke, because city law now forbids it in restaurants.
There is no way around the rule. I mean, this is pretty serious.
Vittorio Assaf is the co-owner of the Serafino Sandro restaurant. Like most New York restaurateurs, he was concerned that the smoking ban would hurt business, as smokers stayed home to cook and smoke rather than eat out and climb the walls of a restaurant desperate for a cigarette. So Mr. Assaf and his master chef decided to augment their menu with food delicately flavored with tobacco.
At the beginning, we tried to express our solidarity with the smokers' population of our clients. But then it became really a matter of trying to perfect, invented before and perfect now, the use of a new spice into the cuisine. I have to tell you that I gained 12 pounds in 2 months. We start to try. And finally, we came up with three dish menu.
Including tobacco panna cotta, homemade tobacco-enhanced gnocchi dumplings, and filet mignon beef with Liberty Golden Virginia Blend number 580 tobacco.
It's very difficult to cook with tobacco. However, you have to think to tobacco like a spice, like an announcement. Like you think about sage, you think about marjorie, you think about oregano, and that's what tobacco is all about. We just extract the flavor from the tobacco, we discharge the leaves after we extract the flavor, and we use this base sauce to cook the ingredients that we have on the menu. It's actually very interesting. Tobacco changes during the cooking process and becomes sweeter.
Leo Chuli, the head waiter here, explains the reaction among patrons who expect only more traditional fare.
First, you know, it's weird for them just to think about it. Then when they try it, it's pretty actually very good. You know? It's actually very good. You know, it leaves you a little bit of taste of tobacco in your throat. It's like an aftertaste. You know? I think it's a good idea. You know, they don't really have to go off, you know, every 2 minutes to go out and smoke.
It sounds pretty good to Patrick Kremer, a longtime customer and a heavy smoker. He just ordered the tobacco-flavored gnocchi.
Well, for one thing, I can't smoke in here.
Does it actually help solve the cravings?
I honestly have no idea, but if it's anything like drinking tea, then it definitely will.
Do you expect the tobacco to have a similar flavor when eaten as it does when it's smoked?
Oh, absolutely not. But I expect it to have the aroma of fresh-cut tobacco, and there are few better smells in the world than fresh-cut tobacco.
You think it'll ever really take off as a spice?
We're going to find out the hard way.
Not everyone is so daring. This lady and gentleman are perfectly happy with fresh seafood and wine.
I never smoke, so I would never order anything like that. And I can't imagine that anybody would want to eat tobacco. I'd rather smoke tobacco. If I was a smoker, I would not want to eat it.
How about you?
Rather than see tobacco, I would prefer to see cannabis added to the various dishes. Cannabis is something that makes you feel really good.
Which raises the question of health risks. Is there a danger of cancer from eating tobacco-enhanced foods? Vittorio Assaf says that the doctors with whom he consulted said that these recipes pose no health risks, at least none when compared with cigarette smoking or chewing tobacco.
A smoker or a tobacco chewer actually chew a quantity of tobacco that is in the range between half an ounce to 1 ounce of tobacco every time that you chew the tobacco. You keep it in your mouth for an extended amount of time. When you eat a dish made of tobacco in our restaurant, Serafina Sandro, what we do is we sprinkle, just as a decoration at the end, at the most, half a gram of tobacco per dish.
Enough talk. Mr. Assaf wants me to try his chef's homemade grappa, a potent homemade liqueur in which high-quality tobacco leaves have been soaking for many days. He swirls the muddy-looking liquid inside a huge glass jar and pours us each a dose.
This is a grappa that he infused actually with the tobacco leaves. So these are the actual tobacco leaves that they're infusing the grappa. Try to smell it so you know what is on.
Wow.
It's very good. That's a grappa. Prego. Salute.
With my head whirling from the strong drink and the taste of tobacco on my tongue for the first time in years, I'm in the mood for some more adventure. I wonder what non-filtered mentholated filet mignon tastes like. At the Serafino Sandro restaurant in Midtown Manhattan, this is Adam Phillips reporting.